We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro. With a second-year running back last year, I admit I had a man crush on him. It's now a full-blown like. Bryce Brown, everyone. Hey, man. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I raved about the story last year. I don't want to go too deep into it, but how was the rookie season, Bryce? Because I loved watching you play. I think just coming from where you came to where you got to last year was a great accomplishment. I know you got a long way to go, a lot more you want to accomplish, but last year it was just super watching you out on the field.
Yeah, it was great. I definitely learned a lot about the NFL, and I learned a lot about myself as well. I continued to fight. I took advantage of the opportunities when it was given to me, and you know, I think coming into this year, there's so many things that I want to work on and bring to the table, and I think again this year is another great opportunity for me to show what I can do.
When you talk to people, and I know the question is, well, what did you learn about the NFL? What do you say?
Oh, it's a long season, especially for me. I've been off for a long, long time. It's a very long season, and you know, the little things matter. The little things count, and I think it's important to emphasize those things every day and to work on those things every day, because those things will carry over to the game.
We only see you during game days when you're, you know, on the field and running. And I guess a couple of parts here. On the field, did it take you a while to get your speed back, the tempo back, that you were playing faster than everyone else?
I don't think so. I mean, I think when I first got here, yeah, mm-hmm. You know, with the OTAs and things like that. But I think, you know, with the pace we were going at, kind of just been thrown in the fire, and I was able to adapt real fast, and everything seemed to just flow.
Amazing. I mean, this run here, you outran the Carolina defense. And, again, I think you didn't play a lot of college football. It had been a while. The idea that you would just kind of come off the streets, I don't know you were practicing, but that you would come off from not playing and catch up so quickly speaks to me about the level of talent that you have. True or not?
True, yes. But also, like I tell people, I mean, I wasn't on the team, you know, at the time I was off of football, but I always work, you know, I always continue to fine tune my skills and just do something, because I knew that, you know, if I did get an opportunity, I want to be prepared for it.
Bryce, let's talk about what's happening now. I mean, how much better are you at the game of football than you were right here when we see you against the Dallas Cowboys? I would imagine having the offseason, the time to get your body to heal, and then now the shape that you're in, you probably feel like you're a better football player now than you were then.
Oh, yeah, definitely a lot better. I think with the staff we got here and the things that they have in place here, I think it allows me to, like I said, really focus on the details, you know, put us in position to be successful, not just me, but, you know, all the players that we have here. And, you know, just, you know, learning this whole new offense, it's amazing.
So last year it was kind of a get to the edge, read the defensive end, and either go to the edge, go to the corner, or cut it upfield. Is that an accurate way of kind of describing, in principle, the way the running game was designed?
No, yeah. I mean, you know, the main thing, and I think was important last year, and even with this offense, and I think if you talk about any run game, is to know what you're looking for. You know, you gotta stay disciplined. You gotta read your keys. You gotta do, like I said, the little things. You know, you know if you stay disciplined and you're running your landmarks and you're reading your keys, good things happen.
When did that start? The idea that you had to be mental, when you were in high school, obviously you were just taking the ball and running over those poor kids on the other side of the ball. College, was it a lot where you had to see things, react to things, and understand what you were seeing as much?
I think the year that I did play at Tennessee, I really didn't. You know, looking back at that film, you know, that I have, I wouldn't say I was a disciplined runner. So I think I learned that last year. You know, it was my first time really, you know, knowing that my success was going to come, you know, about me focusing in on being disciplined.
How instrumental have Ted Williams been, Deuce Staley, LeSean McCoy, et cetera?
Oh, they've been great. You know, all three of those guys have really, really helped me out and really pushed me to be a better player. And, you know, I can't thank him enough. And now, you know, with Felix in the mix, he's another great guy that's been in the league for a while. And, you know, I'm excited to have him here. You know, I think that's another guy that I can learn a lot from.
A lot of talent at the running back position here, huh?
Yes.
Motivating for you?
Motivating and it's a wonderful opportunity, like I said, to learn. Mm-hmm. You know, he's one of the backs I looked up to. Really respect him a lot. And, you know, when he goes out there, I like the way he works. You know, so it just really makes me you know, we'll work even harder. But like I said, the main thing is learning as much as I can from him, because he's a great back, and you know, I need to take advantage of the opportunity that we have him here.
You see yourself becoming an elite running back in this league, Bryce?
I do, yes.
Tell me why.
You know, it's a goal of mine, it's a dream of mine, and that's what I expect of myself. I know it's not going to be an easy task, an easy road to get to, but doing the little things and just, you know, staying humble and putting God first, I think it's possible.
The ball security, what have you done in the offseason to improve it? How much of a priority has it been?
It's been a real probably my number one priority, besides getting in shape. And I think me being in shape and being able to go longer will help me in that area. You know, I can say last year I wasn't in the best shape as I could be, and I'm a lot better shape now. So I think, you know, me being in the best shape I can will allow me to just, you know, dig deep, fight harder, and be able to hone in on little things like keeping the ball up.
When you say not being in the best shape, is that because you just didn't have the experience to know what kind of shape that you really had to be in? Or have you just attacked the training in a different way this offseason?
I attacked training a lot different. Last year, it was kind of finding yourself and you know, figuring out the schedule and things like that. Now you kind of know what to expect. So, you know, I had a set schedule planned around, you know, what I was familiar with, and, you know, I just really hit it hard.
Cool. You like the offense? Like the scheme?
Love it.
Yeah. It's a spread group. We watched Oregon. They run, they average 7 point whatever yards per carry. It's crazy. There seem to be things in place that would say the Eagles are going to run the football very successfully this year.
I don't think so. Again, I think we have a great staff here, and, you know, we'll be prepared whatever we do.
Yeah. How's the body? Feeling good?
Yeah.
Do you put on weight, strength?
I haven't put on any weight, actually. Losing quite a bit, but, you know, that's not a bad thing, I guess.
Yeah. You loving life in the NFL?
I am.
Everything.
I'm doing it.
And you got your little rivalry going on with the Baltimore Ravens now, your brother down there, a little friendly rivalry?
I wouldn't say that. Yeah. I wouldn't say that. But it's good to have him, you know, in the NFL. You know, I think he'll have a successful career as well, and it's good to just, you know, see him. And it's a dream that we both had together.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations. Bryce, we thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having
Bryce
me.
Brown in the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.